Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I'm once again joined by Chris Armstrong, superintendent of Highland Schools, and he is here to talk to us today about some of the financial issues that Highland has had. Chris, you had kind of touched on this earlier in the interview, the thought of the legislative session. What were some of your thoughts on the current legislative session so far?
I believe that our local legislators do listen to us, so I'm always encouraged by that. They made it very clear that some tough decisions are going to have to be made at this next legislative session. There's several areas that of need, and there's a limited amount of resources. I'm hopeful that schools will get no less than what the governor recommended, basically 2.5% increase in state supplemental aid. I'm not so sure if that's what's going to happen. I fear it's going to be more around 2%, which is better than zero, but not enough to sustain our district and the programs that we already have. They're looking at extending the sunset on the SAVE funding, the state penny. That would be a good thing. They're talking about potentially scooping some of that money for some water quality. Not as in favor of that. If we can guarantee the growth, the first $10 million of growth goes to schools, and then maybe if we can look at something else like funding transportation or some other school use for that money, that would be better. That would be ideal. When that legislation was passed, everybody agreed this is for schools. This is for schools only. And allowing another use for that money, some would think would lead down a slippery slope of what will they take next, or what will be done to maybe start rating that increase, what might be done to start rating the entire fund all the way around for other uses. So I like the idea of extending it for another 20 years. I think that's an excellent thinking, and hopefully we'll be able to talk through and come up with some kind of a compromise that is suitable for everybody in the state.
And they had mentioned something about budgeting differently for transportation costs. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, right now all transportation costs for districts have to come out of the general fund. That really creates quite an inequity across the state. For example, at Highland, it costs us $550 for every student that we have in transportation costs. Other places that are more urban, they would have a fraction of that cost, maybe $100 per student or less. So that we're at a disadvantage, $450 for every one of our students less to work on the educational program just because of our transportation costs. There's been a lot of talk about either allowing local entities, local boards to pass a levy that would fund transportation. There's also talk that maybe that's another use of the state penny dollars. Maybe schools could use some of that for transportation. I'm really hoping that we can do something there because that is a considerable amount of money for a school our size. If we could recoup that out of the general fund, that would allow us to do a lot more with our educational program.
Again, that was Highland Superintendent Chris Armstrong. He was here talking to us today about some of the financial issues going on with Highland Schools. We thank him for joining us today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.